Next, we move on to agenda item number 7, delegates, to consider amendments to Codex Standards and related texts. This paper, CX/CAC 10/33/6, is prepared by our secretariat, Codex Secretariat, and I'll ask Secretariat to present this paper. Secretariat, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. The relevant document, CX/CAC 10/33/6, you will see that under the introduction you have some general remarks about how we proceed with identifying editorial amendments and what are the position that the Commission can take on those. For this year, this is a very short paper. Last year it was more extensive. We have one item from the... We can either maybe go en bloc, if you wish. We could say we have three items this time. I will shortly present them. One item from the Codex Committee on Contaminants in Foods concerning a purely editorial amendment in one column, just to delete the words "for Codex Alimentarius" because that was left there from the drafting, possibly. Then from the Codex Committee on Food Labeling, we have an editorial amendment to the Guidelines on Nutrition and Health Claims, where there seemed to be an error in one of the notes to the table, which made it more complicated. And you will remember that some 2 years back, we had in the same similar document we had researched through all the standards, and we saw that some of the standards still made reference to the volume numbers, and notably volume 2. And in this case, the Committee on Pesticide Residues has worked on how to replace these references to volume 2 in their documents, and you see the proposal on the third page of the document. I will stop here if there's any comments on one of the amendments. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Tom, from the Secretariat. The Commission is now invited to adopt all these amendments as proposed by the Secretariat.
No flags?
I don't see any flags, so those amendments are adopted as presented by the Secretariat, and want to thank the Secretariat for pointing out those particular amendments. Thank you very much, Secretariat. So that concludes agenda item number 7.